May 4, perfection through Christ's merits. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Christ presents before us the highest perfection of Christian character, which throughout our lifetime we should aim to reach. Concerning this perfection, Paul writes, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:12-15. How can we reach the perfection specified by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our great teacher? Can we meet his requirement and attain to so lofty a standard? We can, else Christ would not have enjoined us to do so. He is our righteousness. In his humanity, he has gone before us and wrought out for us perfection of character. We are to have the faith in him that works by love and purifies the soul. Perfection of character is based upon that which Christ is to us. If we have constant dependence on the merits of our Savior and walk in his footsteps, we shall be like him, pure and undefiled. Our Savior does not require impossibilities of any soul. He expects nothing of his disciples that he is not willing to give them grace and strength to perform. He would not call upon them to be perfect if he had not at his command every perfection of grace to bestow on the ones upon whom he would confer so high and holy a privilege. He has assured us that he is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him than parents are to give good gifts to their children. Our work is to strive to attain in our sphere of action the perfection that Christ in his life on earth attained in every phase of character. He is our example. In all things we are to strive to honor God in character. In falling day by day so far short of the divine requirements, we are endangering our soul's salvation. We need to understand and appreciate the privilege with which Christ invests us and to show our determination to reach the highest standard. We are to be wholly dependent on the power that he has promised to give us.